When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark.
And that's Cantrip with the Rector at the Fae set. Also included Caber Fae on Gobin Meshach and the Farmer's Daughter. I got the pleasure of hearing them play live a couple of weeks ago, and just now getting back to radio and doing that. Before that, we had a brand new album from Kaelin, a Welsh band, and this is called Hashtag Deportation Selfie, and it has to do with the fact that they were held in a detainment cell at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport alongside a death metal band from Estonia. Kaelin is also the only band of any genre to follow up that experience by performing alongside Sting at the Royal Albert Hall as part of the 50th birthday celebration of famed opera singer Sir Bryn Terfel Jones. And as Frank Jones reminded me, there is a yearly gathering of Jones in Wales from which they originated. But yeah, Solomon definitely will be a regular thing, and thanks to Sane Records for remembering us. And we started off with the Dropkick Murphys with Kick to the Curb, You'll Never Walk Alone, and 4-15-13 from 11 Short Stories of Pain and Glory. So, along with Cantrip, we heard a great group who make their home in the local area along with Maine and New Hampshire. They're called Fola, and this is Notes from Mill Pond, which was where they recorded this EP in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And they're Bethany Wakeman on guitar, Nicole Rabata on flute, and Ellery Klein on fiddle. And we're gonna hear a set from them that starts off with Eleanor Neary's hornpipe. Thank you.
Come in, my own true love, and chat for a while with me. For it's been three quarters of a very long year since I spoke one word to thee. Since I spoke one word to thee. I shan't sit down, for I haven't got a moment's time. And since you are engaged with another true love, then your heart is no longer mine. Then your heart is no longer mine.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's 8:42. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was from Haneke Castle's newest album, Trip to Walden Pond. And that was Gretel in the Garden and Artsy Smartsy Phoebe. Before that, we heard from Yorkston Thorn Con with False Atropia, which is one of their fusion pieces featuring the North Indian sarangi and traditional Scottish music. Before that was Fola with Eleanor Neary's Hornpipe, The Thrush in the Storm, Sandy Mount, and a original tune from Ellery Klein, Bells in Brighton. Prior to that was Cantrip with Rector at the Fage set. And then we heard from a new album by another fine Welsh band, Caelan. And this is called Solomon. And it features the hashtag deportation selfie about their adventures being detained in O'Hare with an Estonian death metal band. But they went on to make their appearance at the Royal Albert Hall with Sting, honoring a fine Welsh opera singer, Sir Bryn Terfel Jones. And we started off with the Dropkick Murphys with Kick to the Curb, You'll Never Walk Alone, and 4:15:13. So next up, we've got another fine Welsh band. And this is a traditional piece also. So without further ado, since we're running out of time, we'll start it. Thank you.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
All you maidens far and near, and listen to my ditty. It was near Gravesend there lived a maid. She was both young and pretty. Her true love he was pressed away and drowned in a foreign sea, which caused this fair maid for to say, I'll be a rambling sailor. In her jacket blue and trousers white, just like a sailor neat and tight. Sure the sea, it was the heart's delight of the female rambling sailor. When in storm upon the raging sea, she was ready at her station. Her mind was as calm could be. She loved her occupation. When in the calm this damsel young, she charmed the sailors with her tongue. And she walked the deck and sweetly sung, did the female rambling sailor. This maiden gay a wager lay, she would go aloft like Annie. From stem to stern she freely went, where time she had been many. Down to stern she freely goes. She braves all dangers, fears no foes. And soon you'll hear of the overthrow of the female rambling sailor. From stem to stern she freely went, where time she had been many. Her hold it slipped and down she fell, and calmly bid this world farewell. When a snowy white breast in sight it came, it appeared to be a female frame. And Rebecca Young, it was the name of the female rambling sailor. From all you maidens far and near, and listen to my story. Her body's anchored in the ground, let's hope her soul's in glory. May the willows wave around her grave, and around the laurels planted. May the rose, the sweet rose, at the feet of the one who was undaunted. On the river Fame she was known well, few sailors there could her excel. One tear let fall for the last farewell of the female rambling sailor. Thank you.
Billy Gray rode into Gansery way back in 83. There he first met with a young Sarah McLean. The wild rose of morning, the pale flower of dawning, heralded springtime in Billy's life that day. Sarah, she could not see the daylight of reality. In her young eyes, Billy bore not a flaw. No, not her chosen one, he was a hired gun, wanted in Kansas City by the law. Then one day a tall man came riding from the badlands that lie to the north of New Mexico. He was overheard to say he was looking for Billy Gray, a wanted man and a dangerous outlaw. Well, the news it came creeping to Billy, fast sleeping there in the Clarendon Bar and Hotel. He ran to the old church that lies on the outskirts, thinking he'd hide in the old steeple bell. But a rifle ball came flying, face down he lay dying, there in the dust of the road where he lay. Sarah ran to him, she was cursing the lawman. Poor girl knew no reason except that he'd been killed.
Passing world say